Sorry. It's quite a scary privilege to be up in front of you tonight. I told Sister Sherry and Brother Steve that I'd much rather be behind the scenes. I'm pretty good at that. Not up in front. But sometimes God wants us up in the front, I think. I'm in the scene. So tonight, we're going to talk about us a little bit to a degree. But I want to start off by saying this. There is a plan. God has a plan for your life tonight. There's no doubt you're special. God made every single one of you special tonight. But it takes salvation, because desires will go one way or the other. If you're saved, desires will follow godliness, the things of God. You'll want to give. God gave everything. God gave his son. But you know what? When God dwells within you, you want to give to other people. So tonight, if you're unsaved, I ask that you'll consider being saved. Because if you're unsaved tonight, it's the opposite desires. It's all about yourself. It's all about, not about others. You want to see yourself lifted up, right? New worldly desires, worldly things will become very, very important to you. So by the help of God, the only reason I'm going to talk about some things about our life that God's just helped us with, the only reason, don't think that I'm above you. If you're saved tonight, we're on the same team. We're here to edify, to build up the great body of Christ. It's exciting to know that we're all on the same team. I'm nothing without God. I'll tell you that right now. Without God in my life, none of these things would be possible. That's for sure. So I guess as I start about, if you don't know, preparing for and recognizing your call. As we begin to think about that tonight, we had a privilege. We've had lots of godly examples to look at through our life. I guess for me, it started with my grandma and grandpa, Sister Ogle, my grandpa. They was the custodians here in the building for 45 years. So we grew up around the church building. So we learned a lot by just being faithful. It's not the greatest job, the most, biggest job, I guess you would say. Cleaning toilets isn't the greatest thing. Emptying trash, doing all the fun things like that is not, in a lot of people's opinion, not the greatest. But you know what? If nobody did that, we would have a stinking problem, that's for sure. But it was very encouraging to follow my grandpa around, to watch him, how he reacted to things. Because a lot of times, I can tell you, sometimes things just, there was always messes or something like that. But you know what? He kept the right spirit, the right attitude. He just kept right on. So I guess our life kind of started being around the church building itself as a young kid, and just kind of being around the grounds here. But about, I would say around 12 or 13 years old, we was around here for whatever reason. My mom did some typing at one time up in the printing shop over there for the trumpeter. So we was here, and me and my brother had this idea to go up to the caretaker's house. And we went up there and we said, do you have anything for us to do? And you know what she said? She said, well, you can get a bucket and you can go pick up rocks out of the softball field. Okay. All right. But that day, you know what? We didn't do it. I walked away from that day and I thought, I came to drive the tractor. I didn't come to pick up rocks out of the softball field. But you know what? I thought about that. I still to this day think about that, picking up rocks out of the softball field. But just it was something small that I thought was goofy at the time. But you know what? There was a work there to be done. I didn't think it at the time, but I wanted to drive the tractor. Everybody wants to drive the tractor. Everybody would drive, right? But you know what? There's lots of work besides sitting there driving the tractor around. But so probably around 14, 15, we begin to have more desires to be around the work of God. So we begin to, in the summer times, my brother or whoever would drop us off, and we begin to just work around the acres here. It was weed eating. It was digging with a shovel, not the backhoe. It was doing whatever little things. That's all we wanted to do. And let me back up here. Does anybody know Psalms 37:4? It's 37:4. Come on, somebody knows it. Delight yourself. Anybody know it? Okay, he's looking it up. Got it? I missed it.
Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart.
I missed that scripture. But he'll give you desires of your heart. Of course, you guys are all thinking about a boyfriend, girlfriend, a husband, and a wife, right? That's the desires of your heart, right? But if your heart's not right, then what about the desires? The desires has to go one way or the other. So I wanted to add that in there before I went on too far. So where was I at? So we was at all working around the grounds, just doing little things, just whatever was needed, we tried to do. And you know what happened? One day I was down over the hill and there was a tractor and I think a truck and whatever. And you know what they asked me to do? Drive the tractor. At whatever age I was, 14 or 15 years old. So I got to drive the tractor up to the garage. Woohoo, right? But it didn't stop there. Pretty soon it was mowing with the tractor. And then mowing with the tractor. But you know what? But still doing them little things. But Luke 16:10, and Brother Nolan's been so excited. Yeah, he wanted to speak tonight too. And Brother James, Luke 16:10. I might need you too.
He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much.
So just be faithful in the little things. Everybody thinks, oh, I want to be pastor. Oh, yeah? There's a lot of things that takes place before that. Visiting or prayer services or whatever, encouraging other people. But you know what? It's not that. It's starting with just the little things. All of you are young and you're thinking, well, I don't know what. Just be faithful in the little things. And eventually, opportunities will come. So that was about 14, 15 years old. So for the next 4 years, basically, when I was 18 years old, I got out of school in June. I didn't really know the direction of my life. I thought more than likely it would be a mowing business. I had a few jobs there, and then just a few ins and out jobs. And I just had desires to work for God. That's what desires was. So I was mowing down there by the men's shower house, by the basketball court, men's, women's shower house now. And you know what? I was on a mower, and Brother Decker pulled over there, and he went. So I went over there, and I got off the mower, and he said, hey, Brother Jeff, would you consider working? It wasn't real clear. He said, well, a day or two in the print shop helping out. Yeah, I'm willing, yeah. And then it began, well, maybe part-time. Maybe he wasn't really clear. He was trying to balance some things and see where he was at, I think. But you know what? It was just willingness. Always be willing to help somebody else. So you know what? So then I kind of went back to him. I said, he said to pray about and all that kind of thing, but I was willing. Be willing. So I went back to him. I said, well, you mean in just a day or two? I believe full time. But every day. So, okay. So we started in October, right out of getting out of high school at 18 years old. And you know what? I walked in that door that day, and I looked all around there, and there was all these machines that I had never seen, or if I had seen them, I don't remember them. And you know, Brother Bernard Wilson said this to me. He said, Jeff, if you want to learn every single machine in this place, you can. But you gotta want to. You gotta want to. So I began to learn. There was a plate-making machine which goes for plates for the press, and a collator, and an address machine, and a computer, and all these things, copiers and all this stuff, folders, and I didn't have a clue. But you know what? Willingness to be faithful in the little things. So I began to learn. So not knowing anything at all when I walked in that door, after 2 years, he was going to retire. And I said, what? But you know what? God had a plan. God had a plan, and it amazed me, and I was scared. Brother Becker said, you'll be fine. We'll be all right. But he was such an awesome teacher, Brother Bruno Wilson was, and I knew that God put him there in that place at that time to teach me. He taught me perfection. He taught me all that kind of stuff. But God knew exactly what I needed. God knows exactly what you need tonight. Ain't that awesome? He made you special. Every single one of you he made special tonight. So we begin to work in there, and we begin to just, we always look for opportunities. There was a gas well across the way that the church owns. Somebody needed to pump it. And they ask, yeah, I'll go over there and turn it on and off, and I'll check and see where the fluid's at and that kind of thing. Just always be available. You know, there was a time where going to the airport, the brother said, I just went to just to help with luggage. That's all I went for, just to help, and the other brother was driving. And then, you know what? And then pretty soon, I was asked, hey, can you go pick up somebody from the airport? Well, sure. Sure, I would love to edify, to build up the body of Christ. Are you building up the body of Christ? Your efforts, your desires, are they to build up your brothers and sisters and to build up the unsaved, to draw them to the church of God? So we begin to do that, and then we begin to, they were asked to, hey, could you drive maybe to Medina with a van load of whole people? Oh, yeah, I'll do that. I was nervous. You know what? Because now you're not responsible just for you. Now you're responsible for maybe 5 people, 10 people, 15 people. So I held on to that wheel, you know? And I think I was going back and forth like this. Some people told me that. Hey, you're going back and forth a little bit. Okay, yeah. God help me. But you know what? But it started out with little. But then you know what? They asked, hey, can you drive to West Virginia? Can you drive to Pennsylvania? Can you drive to Indiana? You know what? And it grew. Experience grew. God helped develop. But just being faithful in the little things that you think's not important. But faithfulness in that. And what was that, James? Here, talk to me. No, I'm Luke 16:10.
He picks on me all the time. That's why I can pick on him.
Sorry, oh, that one. Yeah, sure. Yeah, say it loud,
bro. He that is faithful in that which is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in least is unjust also.
Least, just be faithful in the little things. And begin to build and learn. Everybody learn from somebody. Learn from the older saints that's been here and been faithful year after year after year. So we just begin, and you know, we still do the least things of weed eating sometimes, and we still do the least things of picking rocks out of the softball field. You just continue just to build and build to glorify God, not with me. The Bible talks about being a men pleasers. Don't be, oh, I want to do this just for everybody else to look at me. Hey, I'm doing this. No, if I could do everything in the work of God with none of you seeing it, I would do it. You know what? Because a lot of times when you all go home and I'm here by myself sometimes or whatever, that's a great time with the Lord. I enjoy being with the Lord doing his work. It's to help you, but it's not to praise me, because it's God dwelling within. So the opportunities will come if you're faithful in the little things. just continue to be faithful in the little things. So we did all these things for several years, and the van situation, the brother unfortunately left the congregation, and there was a void there. So we began to take over that kind of position, so to speak, and being in that role. But even as you, young people, ride on the van, be faithful in going to revivals. You would be surprised what encouragement you are by going to a revival. Just be faithful, and pretty soon you might be the driver. Just be faithful. And now you don't want to be faithful.
No, you do.
But so then for years we did that kind of thing. For years we worked at the print shop full time, and we worked a part-time job for probably, 18, 19 years. We worked a part-time job. But there came a time where the desires for that part-time job just completely quit. I love to mow. I love to do that kind of thing. But I didn't know at the time exactly why the reason was there. But, well, for one, I had really little boys that need attention. Lots of attention, if you've been around them. No, they're great. Challenging. But you know what? So we was having the time of our life, having every evening free. But you know what? Oh, I'm satisfying the Lord, but I just want to do more. Is that your desire? I just want to do more. So we begin to ask God, what more can we do? I mean, we can go to every park with the kids and it's fun. Watching them play now that they're older, it's great. But you know what? There's more to be done. Time is so valuable. So we begin to just do things that out of the uncomfortable part. Maybe a little visitation. Oh, by yourself. Whew, I don't know how to talk. My family will say, I was never a good talker. That's for sure. At school, I didn't talk. I came home, and you can ask my mom and dad, I ran from the bus and I yelled, I'm home! Because I didn't like to talk. But you know what? God can help you if you ask. Are you asking? Are you seeking? Are you knocking? God, help me. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to encourage somebody visiting. How can I do that? So we begin to just continue to ask. God, what more can we do? What more can we do? And you know, it's amazing how God will fill up your time. Each evening, it's amazing how things begin to just fill up that space of time. And then we was asking God to help us to do more. And Brother Decker came one day and said, hey, Brother Jeff, would you and your wife pray about maybe that taking care of the church building over there, the custodian part? Now, I was asking for stuff. I was asking for more, but that kind of blew me away. I wasn't expecting it. But yet I was asking for more. So we thought, we have a desire to do more. So we went home and asked our wife, which I'll tell you this, about desires. God will give you the right companion for what you need and the desires that you need. It is amazing. I think back at when you're busy for the things of God and you fill your schedule up, you might look over, hey, look at that one over there that's faithful. My wife, I think, is back there. Look at, she was faithful. She used to work in the flowers a lot with Brother Huddy years ago. Before she got a job, she was faithful in that thing. But you know what? How that builds to up here? Now we can work together. And it's fun. It's challenging, but it's fun. Because we can work together. We can raise our children around the same thing that we got to be raised around. But you know what? It wasn't just overnight you get whatever position you think or whatever. If I'm not saying that it's up here because we're all on the same team, that's for sure. But it's just being faithful in the least little things. And then you build. God builds you, perfects you, and experience. You get experience in areas. So we went back to Brother Decker, and I said, yeah, we're willing. He said, what'd Trina think? What'd Sister Trina think? I said, yeah, she's on board. She's on board? Yeah, okay. So eventually, we became the over the building here, and it's awesome. And we have helpers, and we appreciate every single one. James sweeps a room once in a while. He wanted me to tell you. The thousands of square feet, he does however many. If Elise says so. Again, I can pick on them because they pick on me. But anyway, it's just being faithful. I know I've said that time and time again, but that's what I want you to realize. You think right now, no, I can never be the pastor. I pastor anywhere. I can never be a minister. I can never be a choir director. I can never be the caretaker. I can never be the CD room. I can never be whatever, young people's leaders. How do you know you can? God has a plan for your life. But it starts by just being faithful. God made you special. Do you know right here your fingerprints? Nobody in this room has the same ones. Nobody in Ohio has the same ones as you have. Matter of fact, nobody in this world of almost 8 billion people in this world has the same fingerprints as you. You know that? God made you special. He gave you abilities that maybe nobody else has. But you know what? It's just like salvation. It's a choice. And that choice is availability. How available are you? How available are you to the work of God? Be faithful in the little things, and God will bring you to where He wants you to be. And you know what? I'm satisfied with the Lord, but I want to challenge you. Every single day you wake up, count your blessings after you pray and read. Count your blessings before you go out the room. Name them one by one. Thank you, Lord, that I have health, I strength, that I can get out of bed, that my mind works, that everything works. There's people in the hospital. There's people that's sick. But God, I'm able to do something. Count your blessings every single day, and then do this. Ask God for help to do more. God, help me to see opportunities. I can tell you right now, with cleaning the church building, most of you walking in this building won't see dirt. You know why? Anybody know why? Because you're not looking for it. Unless there's an obvious mess that somebody dumped the whole thing of crackers or a bunch of leaves came in or whatever. But you know what? Me and my wife, the ones that help clean, you know what we do? We look. We look. Oh, hey, there's a piece right there. My goodness, why didn't we get that with the sweeper? But you know what? We're looking for opportunities. Look for opportunities. Wherever you're at, look for opportunities. And if you're seeking, knocking, asking every single day, when you go to school or you go to work, you'll be walking around looking. Hey, how you doing today? I'm good. I seen you was down a little bit. It looked like you was down. You know what? You'll begin to look for opportunities. Before you could have walked by and looked the other way. You know what? Because you wasn't looking for opportunities. Our greatest desire is to see other people saved, right? But there's a material side and there's a spiritual side. Are you looking for opportunities every single day to do more? I pray that you do. Again, I'm nothing. The only reason that I'm anything, it's because God dwelling within this temple. And if God's dwelling in your temple, He gets the glory. I'm nothing. I'll be the first one to tell every single one of you, I'm nothing. We're on the same team. And we appreciate each and every one of you. We're so proud. We're so encouraged when we see ones. And you're not unnoticed. I see someone's around the grounds doing things. Asking for opportunities. Sometimes ones asking. I don't have nothing offhand. But you know what? I see ones doing things that nobody else sees. God sees, number one, that's for sure. Just be faithful in the little things. We love you. We appreciate each and every one of you. All of you are special. God has a plan for each and every one of your lives. We love you. We appreciate it.
Very, very good thoughts by Brother Jeff. One of the things that stuck out most to me was that you have to be willing. You can ask and ask and ask God, give me something to do, and then you have to be, but you have to be willing to do it if He asks. Like, if you ask Him, Lord, give me something to do, and He sends Brother Jeff along and says, hey, I really need this toilet cleaned. If you're not willing to do it, well, God gave you what you asked, but you didn't take it. And then the other thing that I thought of was, if you won't clean the toilet, how can God ask you to take care of the church grounds? How can God ask you to take care of the rest of the building? Like He said, be faithful in little. And if you're faithful in little, God will see that you can be faithful in much.